Ryan Flournoy finished last season as the 55th receiver in football by total points. He's the 72nd one off draft boards. 17 slots of daylight. For the guy who spent June catching everything Dak Prescott threw while the two receivers ahead of him weren't there, that's either a market mistake or a food chain fact, and the answer is worth pick 187 to somebody in your league. The season, 15 games, 40 catches on 56 targets, a 71% catch rate, for 475 yards and 4 touchdowns, 4th on Dallas in receiving yards and 3rd in receiving scores. 6.3 half PPR points a game, 60th among receivers per game, 55th in total, 10% of the targets in his games, in a tree owned by two alphas, Pickens' 137 targets, and Lamb's 117. The role was WR3, in fact, not just on paper. A job he took from Jalen Tolbert during the season, per the beat, and Tolbert now catches passes in Miami. The arithmetic of the role, Dallas threw 538 times in his 15 games, and 56 went his way. The career is a sixth-round parable, picked 216 out of Southeast Missouri State, the school's first draftee since the 90s, 9 quiet rookie games, then the year 2 consolidation. The pattern beat precisely. His touchdown share, 0.211, sits over our receiver fade line of 0.208 by 0.003, but the cohort's door is top 48 production and he ranked 60th. Over the line, by a rounding error, outside the door by 12 ranks, no fire, and we don't round players in either direction. What does apply is the volume rule. Targets replicate at 0.79 across 954 receiver seasons, and it argues his 3.7 a game is the identity. That's the tension. Stickiness endorses the floor and quietly caps the ceiling, because 56 targets is what the food chain allowed.
Muffed!
The situation is a spring that flattered him and a fall that will test the flattery. Pickens skipped the voluntary program and Lamb had excused absences, so the June OTA reports out of Dallas had Flournoy running as the top red, the team site framed year 3 as playing freely, and the breakout watch pieces followed. Then everyone showed up to mandatory minicamp, Pickens on his signed $27 million franchise tag. Dallas said in June there'd be no extension before the deadline. Lamb on his long-term deal, and the pecking order snapped back to two alphas and him. Dallas spent April's premium picks on defense, added nobody meaningful at receiver, and returns Schottenheimer calling plays for a 7-win, 9-loss in a tie team.
The price? WR72 at pick 187. The slot pays 5.1. He produced 6.3, 17 total slots above his cost. Our verdict? Lean, underpriced. History leans rather than shouts, because the pattern doing the arguing is stickiness, not upside. Last year's 56 targets repeating at last year's efficiency simply costs more than WR72. The caveat is the food chain itself. Third receivers behind 254 targets of alpha have a hard ceiling, and if either alpha's usage grows, the leftovers shrink. This is a floor call at a floor price. Treat it like one.
Watch September's target share against the 10% baseline the red zone looks. Four scores was third on the team, and that's the part of his line most exposed to variance. And any tag year noise around Pickens, because the one path to a real Flournoy ceiling runs through somebody else's absence. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.